Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones. And this is Been There, Done That, Got the Podcast.
I've already got the giggles this week. Before we record, we sit here and we...
For about 3 hours.
Yes. And I don't know, we always end up just going round and round in circles and talking about the most ridiculous things and just... What are you looking at me like?
You've had about 23 outfits on already.
No, because we were trying to come up with a fashion winch or winner, and I found something. Yes. Anyway,
you found something you didn't know you had. To be fair,
no, I did know I had it, and it's something I don't do very often, and it is the worst fashion mistake that you should ever, ever, ever make. But we will save that.
Okay.
Because this week I've been there, done that, and I am in the process, Marianne, starting to make my flat. It's a rental flat, a home.
Nice.
Do you know what? I moved in. I mean, you were here right from the very beginning. It's almost a year ago, isn't it?
And yes. You kind of had no furniture, didn't you, when you first moved in?
I bought four stools. Four stools and a bed. Four stools and a bed, which a friend of mine who is a really amazing interior designer, she managed to help me get them because it was just, oh my God, I'm moving on this day and I've got nothing to sleep on. And since then, I've got a sofa and obviously I've got other beds in the other bedrooms. But then, do you not find that when you live somewhere and you then get really used to it, I haven't got a table. You get used to it.
Well, you have got a kitchen island that serves as a table, to be fair, haven't you?
Yeah. And but I don't cook, so I mean, no one's going to come around here to eat.
That's the point. You're like a New Yorker, aren't you? You used to do takeout.
Well, that's very nice. But now I go to the local co-op and get crisps. But so in the process of things like I need a new chest of drawers, bedside tables, a table, just little bits and bobs, more pictures, I'm just in the process. And I've decided, I've looked around and seen it through different eyes. And just suddenly thought, no, I need to do it.
What do you need? You want all of that? The thing is about this flat is it's quite minimal, isn't it? It's quite industrial and minimal, and you wouldn't want a whole heap of stuff.
Oh no, but I do need storage.
I think you need something under that telly.
That's the other thing I was going to say. So I'm sorry, we're sitting here pointing at it. You can't see it. It's about as much use as a chocolate teapot.
Should really be doing a podcast.
No, we shouldn't. No. What do you call it? Like a TV console, but not a TV console.
Yeah. Like a media unit, but not a media unit.
Exactly.
Almost like a mid-century sideboard or something that you can use as a...
Yes, but I've seen really nice ones in Soho Home, which is a mistake.
Oh, and I've tried to go... Arm and leg situation.
I know. I think, I mean, do I need two kidneys? Probably. I should probably save them.
Just sell the one.
No, I don't think I should. But I want to put a record player on it, and then I want to get... Yeah. You know, there's lots and lots of other things I do. I need to put the speaker on it, because I'm going to get... Oh, I said to you, I'm getting an air fryer.
Yeah. Well, you have to make room with your bags first, don't you?
I've done that.
Have you removed the bags that we talked about last week?
I know, but I don't think... if I'm realistic... Putting it in a cupboard and is not going to work.
Because it'll just stay there?
Yeah, totally.
It's got to be out on display.
Yeah, it's like the bread maker that I got. Oh my God, I had a bread maker as a wedding present. I think I use it three times.
Cat and a plus bread maker is... I mean, who got you that?
Well, I put it on the wedding list.
Actually know you? What did you put on?
Well, I don't know why. I was young and full of hope. I mean, I thought I was going to make bread three times. What a waste of time. And so expensive to make bread from scratch.
What was the bread like?
I can't
remember.
I don't remember. Put it this way.
I don't think you would have ever make bread.
I did.
I don't know you.
I did. And it used to be called, in my old house, the white elephant. So anything that was, you know, is going to be a bread maker, anything that I buy, I could, you know, I can't remember what
a else. A useless over the bit years. Of some tat.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. It's going to be another bread maker. Yeah. Anyway. So I basically need just bits. And I'm actually looking forward to doing some research.
I love doing interiors.
I know.
If money was no object, oh, I'd just be doing it all day.
Yeah, but then there also is that little thrill of finding something that you love that's really expensive and then finding, you know, the steel version.
Exactly. Well, yes, that's you, isn't it? So what's number one on your list?
Probably either the dining table or, I mean, I don't want a dining table.
Where are you going to put a dining table?
Yeah, so that people don't walk into that chandelier anymore.
Cat's got chandelier, low-hanging chandelier.
Low-hanging, which you can walk under.
Well, I'm all right, aren't I?
I can't, yeah. And definitely that unit for under there. And some plants, because I've actually...
Plants, that's what you need to soften it. Some big plants in the corner.
Fake plants, obviously. I'm not buying real plants.
What?
No.
What? No.
Oh, yes.
Fake plants.
Oh,
do you do fake flowers? Are you okay with a fake flower?
Do you know what? I don't have them here, but I used to have Neptune fake flowers. They were incredible. Did you ever come round to my old house and think, oh, look at those shitty flowers? No. You never did. You never, ever did.
Kat, I've got to take you to task there.
Right. In Suffolk, you've not been in Suffolk. No, they are amazing. They're really not cheap though. That's the only thing. Like really not cheap. But they are amazing. Right. Oh my God, this is going to run and run.
Oh no.
At the moment, I've still got my Christmas tree up.
Which upsets me.
Does it?
You want to take that thing down and get a proper, massive, gorgeous plant.
Oh.
Not fake.
It will last about 6 weeks.
No, you can
weeks.
Get ones that are basic because I'm not very good.
No, no, no.
Ones that can't be killed.
You say that.
Oh,
you
no.
Honestly, I think there is something deep inside of me that actually sees it as a challenge because I kill everything. Even a cactus, everything.
You've been warned, people.
Yes.
You know what? Let us know, listeners, fake or real plants and flowers. It's like fake grass. I'm sorry. If you've got fake grass,
no.
I am going to judge you.
I'm not
yet,
Astro.
Who has fake grass?
As we're talking, I do know quite a few friends who do.
I know.
It's not my favourite. It's not my favourite. But the plants are amazing.
No.
Flowers, no, but
no.
The plants are... All right, Kay. Just
no
wait
to
and
them
see.
All.
Wait and see.
Okay. Let us know your thoughts. Okay. So I've been there, done that, and caused Kat great amusement yesterday when I got some new glasses, which are actually... really, really nice glasses from my favourite company.
Are you going to mention them?
Yeah, called Finlay. Because you're not laughing at the style of the glasses. You're laughing at my prescription. So I bet you no one has got my prescription out there.
Well, no one without a guide dog.
I know. So I am, I think one eye is minus 10.5 and the other eye is minus 11.
Do you know what?
Borderline, I think, registered. I could be.
Well, no, why do you don't drive, thank God?
I know, but the thing is, I always said, I can probably get a disabled sticker for driving, but you shouldn't really be driving with no glasses.
I mean, that's
I don't wear contact lenses, I literally, I'm sat about half a foot away from you, if that, I wouldn't be able to see you.
Would I just be a big blur?
Yeah. You'd be a big brown blur, a big bronzy blur.
Have you ever thought about getting laser treatment?
It's too late. Laser treatment only really works on... I mean, it probably might improve it a tiny bit, but I'd still need glasses.
The glasses...
you have to be within a certain boundary for it to work properly.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm too scared. I wouldn't do it.
Well, I'm terrified as well.
The glasses... that Marianne has. I'm going to put a picture up. You said don't post that picture. I've said it. I'm posting it. Sorry, Marianne.
The thing is, I would never wear glasses walking around the street because the lenses are so thick. Even though they've been made as thin as they can be made without spending squillions on them. They're like, if anyone's old enough to remember Olive from Off on the Buses, that basically that's me.
Do you remember when you were at primary school and there was, because I don't know, these days, lots more kids have glasses, but there was only Margaret in my primary school, in my class, that had glasses. And Margaret's glasses, bless her, they were like the pale blue ones.
Oh, yeah.
And the pale white.
The NHS ones. The NHS. You could get chocolate, like black, maybe chocolate brown, pink, or pale blue.
Pale blue. And Margaret had pale pink and pale blue.
Well, I've got like the pale pink.
Yeah. And she honestly looks like they are the NHS school glasses, but not in a good.
Oh, I think they're quite cool. The thing that's wrong with them is the prescription, and there's nothing I can do about that.
That's not their fault, is it?
No, of course it's not their fault. They've provided me with fabulous service and a very nice frame. It's my eyes. Honestly, the woman must have spent over an hour with me because she wanted to get it just right, because I've got everything wrong with me. I've got all kinds wrong with my eyes.
That's only your eyes. It's quite important, though, to be fair.
Yeah.
Well, you said I've got everything wrong with me.
I have. I've got like CNV. I've got all sorts of things wrong with my eyes. I've got astigmatism. I've got chronic short-sightedness.
And are you long and short-sighted?
Well, everybody of a certain age, if you're short-sighted, you end up long-sighted anyway. Everyone has to wear glasses to read, don't they, in the end?
Yeah.
So I've got perfect sight with my lenses in, but I still need glasses to read. Can't move for glasses in my house, Kat.
Gosh, we got me for those glasses because they're about 18 inches thick.
I put them on because I saw you just after I'd been to the opticians yesterday, and I put them on. And she took a picture of me. She couldn't believe it.
Though I've never seen anybody put a pair of glasses on. And when you look at them, because you can see sort of through the glasses, it completely changes the shape of her head.
And my eyes kind of disappear. I look like a little mole.
You look like Penfold.
I do.
Not in a good way.
I'm not sure you can look like Penfold in a good way.
This is true. This is true.
All right. Anyway, so that tickled me this week. But it's very important. I really, really needed those because my old ones, I had hanging off one arm. It's actually really made a difference to my life.
It tickled me more. I'm not gonna
I know
lie.
It tickled you. I know. Anyway, I'll put them up, see what you think. And tell me if anyone's got a worse prescription. So I was reading today, Kat. I would like to get your thoughts on this and our listeners as well. On the rise of what's being called stealth tipping. Nothing to do with fly tipping. Apparently Britain's turning into America in terms of being expected to tip restaurants and even pubs and takeaways at a ridiculous rate.
Takeaways?
Yeah, even that. So apparently we're being charged all sorts of rip-off service charges and extras for food and drink at pubs and restaurants across the UK. And diners are hitting out at this so-called stealth tipping, according to this report in the Daily Mail. And it's been put on everything from pints of beer to takeaway coffee. I mean, the average coffee now apparently has gone up to something like £5 something for takeaway coffee.
I genuinely cannot remember the last time I bought a takeaway. I cannot remember the last time I bought a takeaway coffee.
I bought one yesterday, but it was at our local little kiosk on Sevenoaks Station. They're dead reasonable. It's not like
a
chain.
It's not anymore, is it?
No, he moved, but they've taken it over again.
Have they?
Yeah, someone else has taken it over, and it's reasonable.
He was honestly, Mehmet used to make
great.
Oh, we made coffee so quickly.
I know, and
the doors would be open, you'd come down and go, Mehmet, and he'd make it and he'd get on the train.
I know.
He was brilliant. But I genuinely have not bought a takeaway coffee.
I would buy it.
Well, now I buy, because I have a double macchiato. It's about that big, and it's like, I'm not paying for that. I make it myself.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So let's give you a recent example of these discretionary charges gone mad. They include a 15% so-called management fee at the dim sum chain Ping Pong, a 2% automatic charge at the Scotsman Group bars and pubs. So you're going into a bar and a pub and being charged 2%.
Is this on top of normal service?
Well, if you're going into a pub and a bar and just getting a pint, you would not normally be charged any service.
This is the point.
So they're putting service on it now.
No, some places you would, though.
What? Just you go into the Dog and Duck and you're being charged?
Well, not at the Dog and Duck, but a bar in London, you'll buy let's say you buy a cocktail, two cocktails, three cocktails, whatever it is, they will put service on it at the bar. At the bar, they will put service.
Well, this is what shouldn't be happening. And something called dynamic pricing has been introduced at Stonegate pubs. That makes a pint 20 pence more expensive at weekends.
What?
I know. It's bonko, isn't it?
Also, dynamic pricing.
I know.
How long did it take him to come up with that? Well, in a marketing meeting.
I don't understand why it should be more expensive at a weekend.
No.
The same thing. I've never come across it. And what's the argument for it? I mean, I've not read what the argument is. Are they saying they have to pay staff more at the weekend? That can't be true because it doesn't happen.
No, it's just probably they'll call it supply and demand. You know, there's a higher demand at the weekend, so we charge it, you know, we charge more.
Yeah, a bit like plane tickets and school holidays.
Exactly the same thing, yeah.
And there's an Italian restaurant called Gloria in Shoreditch, which apparently adds a checkout fee of $2.99.
That's the Big Mama Group.
Is it?
Yeah, so they have Ave Maria. They've got quite a few.
Well, there's loads of hoo-ha about it. One consumer expert says the rise was concerning, and the Union Unite is calling it a cynical attempt to circumvent fair tipping laws.
Do we know what a fair tipping law is?
I don't. But I imagine it's, what's the kind of standard average now? Is it... What is it?
15%?
10%? I don't think it's that much.
12.5%?
I thought it was maximum 12.5%. But then if it's a big group, they can add more, can't they?
Yeah.
It's groups. So I actually, to be fair, don't know what the tipping law is.
Neither do I. I think most consumers in the UK eating out in a restaurant will take it as given that there is, you know, a 12.5%, a service charge on... you know, on your food. And to a certain extent, fine. You know, that's great, marvellous, especially if it's good service. What really grinds my gears is when it's bad service, and especially, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I have children who do work in, you know, in the restaurant industry.
Oh God, yes, so do I.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's not doing, but it's when you give them your order, I give you my order, and they come back and they bring you the wrong food, okay? And you're, I'm so sorry. I didn't order this. And it's almost as if the reaction is A, like I give a shit. B, not my fault. And you're a bit like, well, it's not my fault. I gave you the right order and it's not come. Oh, okay. Right. Well, it's not what you ordered. No, it's not what I ordered. Or you want it, I don't know. You want a steak medium rare and it comes well done. I'm really, really sorry I ordered it. Oh, is that not all right for you then? Well, no, because I wanted it medium rare. It's well done. And it's that level of fury and they're like angry. It's like, dude, one job. Your job is just to please bring me the right food. And if it's, you know, I appreciate it might not be your fault, it's the kitchen's fault, but take it back to them. Don't make me feel like I've done something wrong because I expected what I asked for and what I'm going to pay for, and I didn't get it. And then at the end, when you say, by the way, I don't want to pay I'd rather not pay the service charge.
What, have you ever said that?
Totally.
Really? What? So it comes, the bill's there, the 12.5% has been added.
Yeah, not doing that.
Will you say, call someone over and just say, could you take that off because I've not been happy
really
with the service?
I'm really sorry. I don't even say, would you mind taking the service charge off? And they'll say, why? And I'll say, yeah, because I wasn't happy with the service. And they'll say, can you explain to me why? And I'll explain
to them. Do they get the manager over? So you see, I've never done that.
Most don't even question it. If you say, can I take it off? They say, absolutely. And they might say, not a problem. I will definitely do that. If there's any feedback you can give me, I'd be very grateful going forward. Yeah. Marvellous. And I never drop to say, you know, he's an absolute bell end. You just say, do you know what? It's not the service that we would normally expect. Yeah. We weren't particularly made to feel very comfortable. And I'm sure it wasn't his fault, but you know what? And, blah, 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 blah. And I always preempt that. But it's when they do turn around and say, well, it's, you know, somehow you are made to feel guilty. And as in, you know, well, why wouldn't you just accept the shit service that we offered you? It's like, that's not what I came here for. So that is, I think, so this is when it's good service, I will always pay more. Always pay more.
What, more than, like, so you've got your 12.5
so
and then you'll add more.
And then I'll leave cash.
That's interesting, isn't it? But like my sister who's worked in the sort of catering industry all her life, she hates tipping. And her argument is these people should be treated like any other worker and paid properly. So, you know, in places like France, for example, serving staff, waiters, dash chef, they're absolutely treated, like important people.
Well, it's a very
whereas over here we don't see that as we don't have the same respect, do we?
Yeah, no, it's a respected career over
there. Yeah.
And the other thing I think as well, and I don't know if this has changed, but I do know years ago, when it's included your 12% charge, where does that money go? Does it actually go?
We often ask that because remember there was the big hoo-ha about it's added on, but it doesn't actually go to the staff.
So now restaurateurs that I know, when they include it, that money is all put in a pot and it's divided amongst the entirety of the kitchen. So that will be your kitchen porter, that will be, you know, the sous chef, that will be, it will be everyone. Divided amongst everybody who works in that restaurant, obviously probably by the manager. But then I think that in a way is fair because, you know, your kitchen porter doesn't get, you know, he does a really hard job and all that other stuff. But then I sort of struggle, and that's why I leave extra amount of cash and say, please take this and keep it. I know you're probably allowed to, but just keep it anyway. Because if they do an amazing job, I want that person.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that's on the rise, which is interesting. I didn't know. So I'm going to be looking at my bill from now on.
And honestly, I would say, I don't think, do you know what, shall we? That's a really good question as well. Have you ever taken off the service charge?
I would love to know that. Have you ever taken off the service charge? And also, how much do you tip?
Mm.
And also, have you noticed a rise in the kind of rip-off service charges lately?
But what I find slightly unpalatable is...
Get it?
I know.
See what you did?
Is why do you... What do you call... Can you just... What is this? Like, a management fee? I mean, what is that?
Well, it's just like a load of nonsense that they've made up to make more money.
And I can imagine if you ask them, I'm so sorry, what's a management fee? They might explain it or they might get really stroppy about it. And again... Don't get stroppy with me. I'm allowed to ask what that is. I'm not paying. You can't charge me for something. I've no idea what it is.
I mean, 15% is a lot.
I know.
I think.
But I mean, and there are places as well that I do begrudge. You know, there is a certain chain where you're bought your food and they do say to you, please be aware that, you know, your food might not all be bought at the same time. And I understood why
they can't manage that.
I know. How hard is it just to cook all our food? Well, it's because, no, it's really lazy. It's because someone's got, you know, two pad thais and they've got one for that table and one for that table over there. Brilliant. I don't give a shit. Not my problem. I've come and I want to eat my starter at the same time as the people I'm eating
with. And in the right order. I don't want my pudding first and then my starter, you know, just isn't paying the bill.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want my edamame as a you know, a amuse bouche at the end.
You've all but named that chain now, Catherine, yeah. The end
well,
of definitely
do you know what?
Away.
It's not my favorite. As in the pad thai didn't. It's not called that, actually. I know what it's called. I'll say it's Anyway, so there we go.
Let us know what your thoughts are on the rights and wrongs of tipping.
It is also quite short-sighted, isn't it? In the fact that there are so many restaurants and there is such a massive amount of competition, and I know it's difficult for them, but to try and make money out of your customers in a slightly underhand, ever so slightly Machiavellian way.
At a time where everyone's so strapped for cash anyway, and we talked the other week about, you know, I'm barely even eating out now.
Exactly.
I'm sure most people aren't.
And people have choice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's quite short-sighted, but I would love to know more. Maybe there's something that we're missing.
Yeah. Maybe you would like to, you know, contact us in defence of...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. Let's move on now to our fashion whinge or winner. Over to Kat Farmer.
Well, we've got to a point, haven't we, Marianne, where the weather is, as we sit
here, it's a joke now.
It's literally pelting it down and it's frankly boring. And and also, as we were saying, trends this year, I mean, they're all a bit of a meh.
Well, what are the? I couldn't. We said, what are the trends? We couldn't really name any. Well,
there are those 8.5 hot one shorts, which we both did.
We've done that, haven't we? Which I love with a passion. We never did do that trying on.
American Country Club shorts. We'll do it when I get back, right? We'll go and do it.
Golden Girl shorts, aren't they?
They are.
Worn by kind of trendy influencers, and I can't get my head around it at all.
Each their own. Wouldn't it be a boring world if you all wore the same thing? Short shorts, which actually, to be fair, as Marianne came in today, I was in my short shorts.
Don't even start me on my what happened to me today, looking at you in those shorts. Because it was quite amusing.
That sounds so wrong.
I know, it just sounds so wrong as it was coming out of my mouth.
But, yeah, there was yeah. there was about half 40 minutes of much hilarity yeah. in my house.
Yeah.
And I was the butt of all the jokes, but yeah. never mind, literally.
There was a bit of a leg chat going on, wasn't there?
Anyway, and so we sort of decided that, I mean, I think the Western theme has obviously become more popular, which people are getting on board with. What can I say?
Well, I mean...
I mean,
you're the OG, aren't you? The big yeah. old cowboy hat.
It's not just that. It's sort of all the boots, it's everything. Some of us have been wearing that for years, and finally, we're finally in fashion. So we did a little bit of research, and we came up with the denim skirt.
Yeah, because we are at odds on this, aren't we? I absolutely love and have quite a few floor skimming denim skirts. I love a denim maxi. Which and you would, not so much.
Which you would think would be right up my strata, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I was surprised when you said no, no, no.
I don't know. There's something about, I don't know about denim. Having said that, I then said, oh, actually, I've got...
Then she wanders off for half an hour. All we can hear is rustle, rustle, rustling from her back room. She comes out with not one... but two denim skirts.
Right, okay, it's confession time. Last summer, I'd gone to Pull and Bear, and I was in there, and it was one of those, you know, sort of mad minutes where I had 2 minutes to, and I saw this denim skirt, and it was, oh my God, that looks amazing. Didn't have time to try it on. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to get it. And actually, last year, the denim maxis, they were sort of midi-esque. They weren't really maxi. And this is properly long. So I thought, hell's bells. I don't really like the colour. I don't really like the style, but it's really long.
I'll buy two.
Oh, exactly. Don't know what size I am, so I'll buy both sizes. Got them home, put them on, and thought, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, I don't like either of these. And then meant to take them back. And if this is something that I don't do. Forgot to take them back, and I put them away. I was tidying up, and I just put them in a cupboard, and then of course, genuinely, about in January, I was like, "What the hell is this?" I was like, "Oh, balls and bollocks! I don't really like these at all. I've got two of the bastards." So anyway, I just remembered today we were talking about it. Got them out, put it on, and thought,
oh. And it looks really, really good on you. It's very pale blue denim.
Well, that
and that's what you weren't sure about.
That's what I wasn't sure
really
about.
Really good.
It's, yeah, no, actually, no, I'm going in. And I put it on, I went, oh, this is really comfy. Nice little vest. Actually nice with cowboy boots. Don't laugh.
I'm done with laughing about your cowboy boots.
Okay. So I'm actually, do you know what? I'm quite chuffed.
It's a turn up for the books, isn't it?
The reason why I also like it is that it's not got loads of fabric.
Thing is though, Kat, your jeans that you're wearing now, they're not a million miles away from that shade.
Yeah,
so why would you like a pale jean? They're a million miles, Kat. I'm sorry.
They are. I think they
are. I've got my lenses in.
Do you know what? But look at the top. They've got pale. So the jeans I've got on are actually from Free People last year. Actually, so is the vest. I love these jeans. I mean, they are slightly large. As a friend of mine says, you expect someone to get in there with you. But the pale ones, so the jeans are very pale, sort of on the front, they're worn, whereas this is just an all-over pale denim.
Mm.
But the reason I think, for me, I'm okay with it, it has got quite a big split up the front. It's not really heavy, it's not.
No, it's quite light.
It's not very, do you know what I'm going to say now? Oh, can I say, Marianne has raised her eyebrows.
Oh,
and
it usually means
scared.
I'm cutting it out, that's why.
I just find the really long, I love them, but they're a little bit Handmaid's Tale for me.
Oh, see what you're saying.
Not that you look like you're in anything from Handmaid's Tale, but I think when I put it on, the irony that I do love, I used to love a really full skirt. And in fact, I should shut the up, because that leather skirt I wore yesterday.
That's floor sweeping.
Floor sweeping. And you can hear me coming from about three streets away.
Swishing. The thing is, when I was in Morocco, all I wore were like floor skimming skirts, and I love them.
You
and I
look
didn't
amazing.
Think, but I didn't think they'd ever suit me. I've never really gone near something so long because I'm 5'3". But bizarrely, they look okay.
They look
on
amazing.
A short person.
And the irony is, I've worn them for years. All my La JJ skirts that I've worn for years, the big print ones, I'm now just, I feel they drown me. I feel strangled by them.
In the big print?
It's not just the print. I just think it's the volume. I don't know. They're also quite flouncy, and I've just gone paired back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say actually that is a look of this season. There's a tiny bit of paring back going on, I think. A bit utility, a bit kind of.
And that's that denim skirt. It's very
perfect.
It's almost straight. It's almost like a full-length pencil skirt, but it's got, and the split at the front is like a V split, an inverted V.
Ooh, getting technical.
Oh,
now.
I know I am. But actually, I think with you like it with the black.
I do like it with the black. Or a very, very dark navy would be nice.
I think it would be nice with like a cream vest or a white vest.
Yeah, be good.
Yeah. So I'm actually very happy with that. So
I'll get a picture of you in it before I leave and we'll put that up.
I also think they are in the in between the weather that we're having. I do think you can actually wear them, you know, with a jumper and boots.
Yeah.
So I do think they are practical, they are functional, they're comfortable. If you don't want to put fake tan over all your legs, you don't have to.
Even though you do.
Even though I do and have done. You don't have to. They offer a little bit more coverage.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Loving it.
Here we go.
I'll check that up later.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So, moving swiftly on to our Meesum threesomes. You go first.
Right.
What are we doing right now?
Do you know what we're doing right now?
It'll come as a huge shock to you.
A huge shock to everybody. I cannot. I'm done. I'm done with waiting for summer. So, I've brought the summer to me.
Like it.
There we go. It's rosé time.
Yeah.
And every year I go, oh, I'm not sure about the rosé this year. A sniff of sunshine and I'm there.
If you can't have a large glass of rosé while you're recording a podcast
in the
raining outside in May, when can you?
I'm in a vest, but I've got the heating on so we can actually feel a little bit warm. Now, this week, I've actually done a couple of things wine related. One was I went to the press day at Sainsbury's, a wine tasting event for press. Yeah, so basically a press tasting day. And discovered Bandol.
Love Bandol.
Yeah, which you said you didn't think it. I'm sure.
I thought it was Spanish, but you said it was French.
Hang on, I've got a picture here. I think I'm sure it's French. It is French because it's made in that similar region, I think, to Taval, which is also a French rosé, which we don't really drink over here.
Is it Provençal?
No, it's no, but it's near. It's near. And the point is that historically, they're both much darker in shade, which we in the UK will not drink. And when I say will not drink, we will, but it's really difficult to sell.
Well, we seem to like over here very, very, very pale, don't we?
Yeah,
very
we
pale.
Do. And
what
here
does
we go.
It say?
It's French.
Okay.
So this is it. Now, Bandol usually isn't this colour, but apparently they've made it paler for the UK market.
Oh, isn't that funny?
I know, because
just
we look at it.
For aesthetic reasons.
Well, also,
if I look at a deep rosé, I always think it's going to be cheap. It'll taste cheap. I don't know why I should even think that.
Well, they do say, you know, that you eat and drink with your eyes. And I think the assumption is that it's going to taste really berry-esque.
Yeah.
It's because it looks like a glorified Ribena.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like strawberry juice. And actually, over the last couple of years, with obviously my other work wife, Helen McGinn, I've been very fortunate to taste lots of rosés, and she's tried to get me away from the Provençal rosé. So we've gone to Spain, we've gone to Portugal, we've gone everywhere, and I have to say, the majority of them,
not right.
I don't like, because they taste of strawberries. Anything that tastes of boiled sweets, it tastes that really fruity.
Too fruity.
I want it to taste of rosé.
Okay.
But lots of French Provençal wines have become really thin and a bit shit. So, two we've discovered this week. We're going to put one up. We are drinking an Italian wine called Susu Maniello, which is a really...
Susu Maniello. That's from Waitrose.
This is from Waitrose. It's from Puglia.
Tiny bit left there.
There's a tiny bit left. Oh, my God. Get it in my glass. And it's absolutely beautiful, isn't it? If you like a French...
It's so nice.
And if you like a proper old school French Provençal, you know, not the... Lots of it's a bit nuts, pissy.
Pale,
it's a bit
thin.
Well, it's a bit pale, a bit thin, and a bit waste of time. It's great. That's really, really, really good. And it's about $8.99 from Waitrose. And the Bandol from Sainsbury's is amazing. So get
How
down there.
How much is that?
Can't remember. I want to say about $7.99. Do you know what? I've got it in the book. Hang on. Just talk about yourselves for a while. I'll put it up.
We'll put it up. Okay. Yeah. So I am reading again, Kat. I meant to read this on holiday because it's based in Morocco, but I was reading other things. So I cracked it open and I'm now about a third of the way through. It's a classic. It's Hideous Kinky by Esther Freud. Oh. And it was, as you said, was it made into a film? Yes, it was, starring Kate Winslet. Yeah. It's such a kind of evocative, colourful, you know, it really did remind me of Morocco. You kind of transported back to the sights and the smells and the noise and the colour. She's such a good writer. So it's basically the story of two daughters, one of whom is obviously based on her, and their mum, who travel over to Morocco in the 1960s.
I love it.
And it's just lovely. It's quite a short book, but as I say, it just kind of, you just lose yourself in a different world.
It's real escapism, and I think the one thing I remember about it as well is a level of description. You've got lemons on the cover, but you can almost, as you read it, you can smell and taste it. If you've ever been to Morocco, it's that dusty, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's that kind of, I don't know, heady mix of you know, oranges, petrol, all the kind of nice and not so nice smells mingled in. And
that
it's
leather.
Really great. And they go to the Atlas Mountains as well. And so I felt like I was sort of reliving it a little bit through them. And I'm glad I waited till I'd been before I read it, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Because I'm like, I remember that. And it's great. I really, really, if you've never read it, it's so lovely.
I loved it.
I mean, it's been described as a small, beautiful, shining thing.
And you know what it is? It's a perfect holiday book as well, because it is really small and really light.
Yeah, perfect. Really perfect. So that is me reading again.
And it's a book I've actually read now.
Have you read that a long time ago?
Oh, God, ages ago.
It's quite old. It is an old book. I just never got around to reading it.
Right. Now we're on to, this is really weird, isn't it?
This is so peculiar. Often we mirror each other in terms of colours and things, don't we? Mm. And today we've mirrored each other in terms of product.
Yes. Eyes. I have discovered a new eye cream. Now I did go, Gatineau are a client of mine, and I got a little goodie bag. And what somebody said, actually my friend Helen had said to me already, oh my God, have you tried the Miracle Eye Contour Cream? And I was like, no. God, it's not often that you try a product on and you look in the mirror and go, what's happened?
I don't think I've ever said those words.
Have you not?
Words.
You look in the mirror and just think, how's that happened? Has it actually worked? It's amazing. So it is an eye contour cream and you put it on, but as you said, it has an instant tightening effect. But it also has a tiny bit of... I want to say it's not like a BB or a CC cream. It does have a colour to it. So it goes on white. I've just put it on Marianne and she went, oh my God, you just put Tippex on my face.
That's what it felt like.
Rub it in.
Yeah, you didn't have to rub that too hard actually.
No, you
just dab, and then, it was nice.
It is. It's honestly, it's amazing. You do have to blend it because it is quite scary.
It does go on slightly like a paste.
It does, but it's blurring.
Yeah.
And it... I'm going to look at that on there.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And it has a slight sheen. It's actually beautiful. You can put it on and you will see an instant result. But it also has eye cream elements that are actually have a long-term benefit.
Nice.
So it's not just a, it's not a makeup product, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it is actually a cosmetic beauty product.
Gatineau Miracle Eye Contour Cream.
Honestly, look.
Well, look at that. That hand looks about 10 years younger than that hand.
Genuinely, look.
How's that happened?
Are you taking the piss?
No.
It's on. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just completely...
kind of tightened it, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's brilliant. It's honestly extraordinary. Okay, great. Anyway, but I love it. It's amazing.
Well, how do I raise that?
Yeah.
I am using an incredibly lovely new, it's by the company called Fresh, Black Tea Advanced Age Renewal Eye Cream. They're never sure, are they, these titles anymore? Never just eye cream.
Do you know what? But that's the thing, because I obviously work with loads of skincare companies, and if I do a reel, and you have to try and remember.
And you're like, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I normally have to do about
Fresh 90... Black Tea Advanced Age Renewal Eye Cream.
I have to do about 95 takes. There's a lot of swearing.
I'd love
that goes
to see those out.
Oh, I've got them. Oh, my God.
Oh,
have you heard about them?
They're so funny.
Have you not heard about these?
What do you mean?
Okay, we'll talk about this afterwards.
Okay. I can't see what that says because I've not got my glasses with me.
Because you didn't bring a bag big enough. Sorry. You've never seen glasses like them. When people say you've got like jam jar glasses, as in like the bottom of a jam jar, these are like she's got a whole jam jar hanging off the glass. Sorry, Marianne.
I feel like I'm being bullied in the workplace. HR.
I am HR. Right, it's called Anti-Wrinkle Firm Brighten. And oh, that's in French. I was about to say anti-ride. I think it's French. Anti-ride. Okay, that's it. Anti-wrinkle firm and brighten. What more do you want?
It's gorgeous. It's thick cream. I like a thick cream.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, it's so, ooh. I know, it's very good. It's a cut above, I think. And it blends in very beautifully. It's thick. Nice. It's definitely for, I'd say an over 40, really. Because it's quite rich. It's very, very rich.
Yeah. And it sinks in.
Yeah, it sinks in instantly and not sticky. And I'm very, very happy with it. Been using that. I've not been sleeping well lately for some reason. And I've been, whacking that on to help.
Why do you think you've not been sleeping well? We should do a thing on sleep.
We should do a thing on sleep. It's massive, isn't it? I don't know. I think partly it's because I don't think I've got the right blinds in our room. And I can't,
what?
For some reason, I can't close them properly anymore. And so in the morning, I'm waking really early when the sun hits my face.
Oh, does the sun actually hit your face?
Well, it does a little bit, yeah, because it comes up in that window where the bed is.
And you wake up feeling like, God, oh my God, the sun is burning my retina.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sleeping in a laser.
Yeah, I'm having laser eye treatment that I don't want. So I don't know. I think there's probably all kinds of reasons. But I think we should do something on sleep, shouldn't we?
I nearly messaged you earlier in the week. Was Mercury in retrograde? Because the beginning of this week was
if it was,
shocker.
That would explain a lot.
Exactly.
Things.
But I don't think it was. Someone messaged me and said no.
Oh, God. It's just our lives.
Maybe it's the weather.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's all a bit weird, isn't it, the minute?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, loving it. We're loving our eye creams.
Brilliant. Well, if you can't sleep, Marianne, and this weekend, I've got a really lovely quiet this weekend, and I am going to be binge watching Shogun.
I've heard all about this.
So I did try and watch. We watched, I want to say 25 minutes, half an hour, and I watched it and thought, And friends of mine had said, oh my God, it's amazing, you've got to watch it.
It's had amazing reviews.
Yeah, but it for a start, you have to watch it and stay awake because there are loads of subtitles in various bits. So I don't, I just thought, oh, it's period. And I was a bit, oh. But I think.
What period?
Old.
It's the research that goes into it that I admire. An old period.
As a friend said to me, what you've got to do is a little bit like watching Game of Thrones. So I'm not into fantasy drama at all. Not that sort of fantasy. Fantasy. I'm not into fantasy. I don't know what else you call it. You can call it fantasy. Game of Thrones. As a genre, what would you call it? Don't say shit. Fantasy.
I don't know.
I think it is. I don't know. Anything. It's a bit Dungeons and Dragons. Anyway, you've just got to keep going. Even though you think, and then it doesn't become about the genre at all, you see through that and you just see amazing characters, amazing storylines, amazing. It's just apparently brilliant. And I read two reviews today, actually, on Instagram from people who said, not my thing at all that I would normally watch, but it is amazing. And then I read all the comments and they were all like, keep going, keep going. Chew through the first episode, keep going, keep going, keep going. So
a slow build up.
I'm going in.
It's on Disney Plus, apparently.
Some people love it right from the get-go. Some people do, and I think if that, you know, they absolutely do.
I wouldn't mind giving that a go, to be honest. Let me know what you think.
I will do.
So I am going to see tonight, in fact, after this, a book talk with David Nichols, author of One Day.
Oh, my Lord.
And I've paid for a ticket and I've paid for his new book, which is called You Are Here, which is already an instant number one Sunday Times bestseller.
That's so amazing that he's coming to Sevenoaks.
Coming to Sevenoaks, and I think Fleur from the bookshop is interviewing him.
Well, you know now that she's head of
booksellers. She's such an amazing person. And I love her. You know, her name's one of my favourite names, Fleur Sinclair. I mean,
Fleur Sinclair.
She had to be into books with that. It's poetic, isn't it?
It does. It
sounds like, if you were Scylla, Fleur Sinclair.
Yeah, you just ruined that.
Sorry.
But it's, I think she, the thing I love about her is that she's so passionate about all genre of books. And at the bookshop, it's almost like an old, it's like another film.
She the best thing about Sevenoaks.
Sevenoaks? Hello.
I don't know what's wrong with
Sevenoaks.
The best thing about Sevenoaks is the bookshop, I think.
Oh, and you, Marianne.
Well, obviously. I love the bookshop.
It's that bookshop.
It's award-winning. And she has turned it into something very special.
Oh, she has. I mean, I remember when they first opened, they've got a little cafe in there. And it's not even a little cafe. It's like going to... Oh, it's just fabulous. It's
just
wonderful.
It's got
a
really nice feel about it,
hasn't
it?
Cakes. And it's not a cafe in a bookshop. It's being able to go and sit and have a cup of tea and a cup of coffee and a piece of cake amongst the books.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really great.
It's got a lovely little children's area and everything. Yeah. Not horrible children's area, as in a lovely display of books and stuff. And they do amazing windows.
What's a horrible children's area?
Well, I don't mean like it's full of plastic ballpark type things.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Which is what some people think is a children's area. No, it's not.
No, it's an area where children are encouraged to go and choose books.
Yes. Well, it's said, Kat.
Well,
what's the plot?
The amount of money I spent on there with What's the Chops, you know.
Who?
One of mine. The amount of money I spent in that bookshop. I mean, the amount of books
I was like bought. That as a kid. But
so
we,
was I.
We just used to go to the library. We never, ever bought. Well, no, actually, we got books secondhand from friends, but we never, ever bought books. You just go to the library, get five out, read them. And I can still smell that library now.
Too.
I used to be so excited.
You're just going to get your Judy Blume.
No, we didn't do Judy Blume.
What?
No.
You never read Ralph?
No.
Oh, Ralph in Forever.
Forever? What are you talking about? Is this a Judy Blume book?
A Judy Blume book?
Well, I've never read Judy Blume, okay. So who's Ralph?
Called Forever. And Ralph
is
her boyfriend's penis. Todger.
What? Is this a child's book?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, I did
read
it.
Were you in the wrong section?
No! No, 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 no. No, no. Honestly, it's...
How old were you when you were reading this filth?
It's not filth. 11, 12 maybe.
What?
Yes.
I wasn't reading stuff like that at 11 and 12.
No, it's not. You've got to read it. It's not about that. It's honestly Forever. Back then it was probably for 13, 14 year olds.
What, she'd seen her boyfriend's...
She wasn't 11 or 12. I was reading it. She was probably 15 or 16. But I was reading it at the age of, I think, probably 12.
Oh, no. Those, unfortunately, Ralph passed me by.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
At that age.
Really? Yeah. Ooh, actual Ralph passed me by at the age of 12. Can I please point that out?
Let's just move on. Okay, where even are we?
We're done. We're done. Thank goodness.
Oh,
God.
Need another rosé. It's a wrap, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Been There, Done That, Got the Podcast. Now, do join in the fun by following us on Insta at
got the podcast. I'm say putting a poll up to see who, if I say the word Ralph to you, do you know what to think? Honestly, I promise you there will be a swathe of people who are like, yeah.
Really? Yes!
Pass
yes.
me by, thank okay. God. I'm going to show it to you. No, I'm going to show it to you afterwards. No, sorry. I'm going to...
Do you want to see your Ralph?
I'm going to Ralph! Have a great weekend. Goodness me. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye.